Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is Ross McDermott, and he is with the Royal Australian Mint, and we are going to talk about a very important gold coin. Good day, Ross.
Hey, Merilda, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.
So the Royal Australian Mint has produced a very valuable gold coin. Can you tell us something about it?
Sure. So this morning we launched, or we announced, the release of a $1, a coloured $1 coin, on which is the words donation dollar, and underneath it says give to help others. The intention behind this is to encourage people, when they receive that dollar in their change, to think about donating it to a charity of their choice.
And I guess that gold coin or that dollar coin has been significant as well, like when you go to fundraising or country fairs, there's always that dollar coin that you donate, isn't it? What makes this extra special?
Look, I think the fact we've actually put colour onto this one, this is the first time we're putting colour onto a dollar coin. We've done it now since 2012 on $2 coins, recognising or celebrating Olympic Games or the Olympic Games team, different events and activities through the Anzac period. We did the same with a $2 coin, but this is the very first time we've put colour onto a $1 coin, so it'll be very distinctive, and people, when they receive it in their change, will actually perhaps stop and look and go, oh, hang on a moment, this is a bit different, and they'll read what's on the coin, which is, as I said, donation dollar. Give to help others, and hopefully think about giving that as a donation into the tin that might be on the counter when you're buying your groceries, or you might like to save them all up and actually make a donation to a charity of your choice. You don't have to. They're legal tender. They are still able to be used as any other dollar coin would be, but we're just taking the opportunity to use this period of time when we're getting close to International Day of Charities to actually launch a program to help others who are in desperate need. And my goodness, isn't that need great at the moment?
And because Australians are generous by nature, isn't it? We've proven that throughout the years. Bushfires.
I think it's something like 82% of people actually donate at least once a year, and 32% of people we've surveyed donate at least monthly. So, yes, we are a very generous country. What we did with before actually really confirming this program was to survey the marketplace to understand how many people, if they received this donation dollar in their change, would donate it. And 57% of the people we surveyed would suggest that they would. So hopefully that's going to mean an incremental benefit to charities, which at a time around COVID, when charities are also doing it tough, could make a difference.
Because, as you mentioned, COVID has affected a lot of charities, isn't it?
Yeah, they have. Surprisingly, we had Tim Costello, who's one of our ambassadors for this program, talk to us this morning as part of the launch program, and he was just reinforcing the fact that there's been lots of unintended consequences associated with the whole management of the pandemic, and one of those has been the charities have been significantly affected because people have been locked in and locked down, haven't been able to go to do their shopping or whatever else it might be. And so, and besides, you know, I guess that issue, there's also a lot of people doing it tough who at the moment, you know, dollars are very important to them. So we're not anticipating those sorts of people in that situation to make a donation, but there are lots of people out there who can afford to make a donation, and we're encouraging them through this program to do so.
Is this dollar intended to be donated to a specific organisation or charity?
No, Marital, no, it's not. It's actually intended to be donated to the charity of your choice. We aren't being prescriptive about that, quite deliberately so. We're simply saying, here's a donation dollar. You can donate it anyway or to any organisation you wish. That process itself will hopefully make a difference to people's lives. At a time when we've had bushfires, floods, droughts, hailstorms, and, of course, now the big one we've got is COVID. And I guess all of that combined means that there are a lot of people out there who are hurting who we could actually help by making a donation.
And you've produced 4.5 million?
At the moment, we've got 3.5 million that's gone out. There'll be at least 6 million produced for this financial year, and the intention would be over the next 2 to 3 years to produce 25 million of these coins. So there's one for every man, woman and child in Australia that hopefully that gives them a chance to have one of these coins and then make the donation and get them circulating around so that we actually can make a significant contribution to those who are in need.
This is the tricky part. Not a lot of people carry cash nowadays. So where can we find these Australian dollar coins?
Yeah, look, that's fairly true. We anticipate, though, that, well, firstly, COVID has had, again, an unintended consequence. We're actually seeing a slight increase in the demand for cash at the moment because typically in times, tough times, people will revert back to things that are familiar to them, which in this case would be cash because it helps them manage their budgets and their finances. So we are actually expecting an increasing demand for coins. So while the general trajectory of the demand for cash is declining, in the short term we think there's going to be some interest in this particular coin, and also just a general upturn as people try to come to terms with how they manage, you know, the COVID environment.
And I suppose for people like me as well, where I generally pay by card, but I also have that sense of security that I have a few dollars in my wallet,
yeah,
just in case of an emergency.
Oh, look, I think that's exactly the point. We've done research that indicates that there are four demographic groups who were resisting the move to cashless technology: those over 65, those with English as a second language, those who had combined incomes of less than 40,000, and those students. That's interesting, isn't it? Students, because students would receive their allowance once a week. They generally would take it out in cash and only be able to spend what they have available to them. So the idea that that somehow cash is not going to be around in 5 to 10 years, I think, is debunked by that sort of research, and I guess, you know, the fact that people do feel quite secure when they're having something physical as opposed to something that is not.
And I suppose the Australian Mint will be busier than ever with its dollar coins?
Well, we won't be busier than ever, unfortunately, because the demand for circulating coin, as you pointed out earlier, has fallen by 53% since 2014, pre-COVID. We are expecting, though, some high level of interest and some demand for these coins. So we will be expecting that 2020-21 will be a better year than we had originally thought it would be. That's partly to do with, the increasing interest around this particular program, as well as just increasing demand for cash for the reasons I mentioned earlier.
Thank you very much for your time, Ross McDermott from the Royal Australian Mint.
Pleasure. It's nice to talk to you. Thanks very much.
You like, you share, or comment. Sundan SBS Filipino on Facebook.